call the meeting to order of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. The record reflect that it's 3:32 p.m. on Tuesday, March 26, 2013. We're in the Butcherovich Room 205. Let the record show we have a quorum to do business. We have Senator Geisel, Vice Chair, Senator Egan, Senator Hoffman, and myself, Chairman Machicki. I'd like to recognize our committee staff. We have Christopher Dickrell from Senate Records and LIO staff Claire Gross. I'd like to remind everyone to please turn off your cell phones. Purpose of today's meeting is a hearing on Senate Bill 73, Property Tax Exemption for Military Widows and Widowers, sponsored by Senator Kevin Meyer. The bill was previously scheduled for last Tuesday, but postponed until today. Let's see, Edra Morledge. Yes. First, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the committee substitute for SB 73, version 28, LS 0631, version U, as the working document.
Without objection, the bill is before us, and Edra Morledge is staff to Senator Meyer. If you can please introduce yourself and present the bill.
Thank you, Chairman Sicki, committee members. My name is Edra Morledge, staff to Senator Meyer. He was planning on being here until about an hour or two ago, where he got called to another obligation, so he apologizes for that. Before you have SB 73, which relates to property tax exemptions for widows and widowers of military service members. This bill, first of all, I'd like to explain how it evolved. The bill evolved because a constituent, Teresa Dayton, who lost her own husband in the U.S. military service, worked very hard with the municipality of Anchorage to pass an ordinance that would allow for the exemption on the first $150,000 of a primary residence of abode. Of property taxes for, or municipal property taxes for, U.S. military service members' surviving spouses. That was Proposition 7, which was passed last April in Anchorage with overwhelming support of a little bit over 78% of the voters voting in favor. However, a caveat to that ordinance was that it can't take effect until the legislature amends the state statute AS 2945030E. This bill, Senate Bill 73, attempts to amend that statute so that the municipality ordinance can take effect and so that other municipalities can choose to do the same by the will of their voters. And finally, this measure is intended to support the families of our service members who die while serving their country and help them stay in the state of Alaska where they have established their lives and where their surviving families choose to stay. You did adopt the work draft, the CS. It had a couple of minor changes, and I'd be willing to walk you through those if you would like me to.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, when our constituent first approached us about this, she had worked with another legislator's office in prior years, and so that's the legislation we modeled our original bill on. Not realizing that there was an error in that bill, which was we did not intend to put a limit of 60 years of age or older, because the bill is to be aimed at younger families. That's generally who's serving. That's generally who's going to be giving their lives. So we removed the age limit. And in your packets, you should have a chart of the changes, but I'll walk you through them. The first one is we did remove that age limit. Second of all, in talks since we originally introduced the bill, it came to light that there could be some confusion as to what dying in the line of duty or while a service member meant. So we used some language that is in another section of our state statute to kind of tighten that up a little bit about what our actual intent was as far as those who die while serving in our military service. And finally, and just a minor point, while it's already somewhat assumed what a widow or a widower is, we just added some clarification language in there. And that actually is already in the municipality's ordinance, but in case it wouldn't be in another municipality's ordinance that they might pass, we've got the clarification language.
So as in any other bill that we haven't received opposition from AML, this has the May language. Mm-hmm. which is imperative to municipalities. I used to run one. It's sometimes painful when the legislature gets a great idea without the May language, so this allows municipalities to decide for themselves.
Correct.
Okay. Questions from the committee? Senator Egan.
So, Mr. Chair, just to repeat, it's not an unfunded mandate like we have right now.
That is correct, Mr. Chair, or Mr. Egan. Senator Egan.
Anything you want.
It's a May language, if you can point it out in the bill.
Sure. It would be on beginning on line 10 on page 1. The very end of that line 10 starts with A, municipality made by ordinance approved by the voters grant the exemption under this subsection to the widow or widower under 60 years of age. It goes on to include our new group of folks beginning on line 13. So it's made by ordinance.
Other questions?
Sorry, Mr. Chair. So that's why it's a zero fiscal note, because it's not costing the Treasury anything of the state,
but it
could cost the municipality.
Through the chair,
the Treasury of the municipality.
Through the chair, Senator Egan, yes.
Okay.
Others? Okay, seeing no other questions.
I do have a question.
Yes, Senator.
We had stated in here that you removed the 60-year requirement, but when you're looking at line 12, it says the subsection to a widow or widower under age 60. So does that mean when they reach the age 60, they have to pay the tax?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, that's actually language that's already existing in there that applies to number 2, which is found earlier in the paragraph. So that doesn't include our folks. That applies to a widow or widower of a disabled veteran.
Okay. So, Senator Hoffman, they're already exempted. This exempts widows or widowers of any age. If the municipality chooses to do so through a popular vote.
And we do have some folks from both Department of Law and the Department of Community and Commerce and Economic Development online. If we need more clarification.
We have, Marty McGee from the Municipality of Anchorage. We have Rachel Witte, Assistant Attorney General, and Erling Johansson, also Assistant Attorney General online, if we have any questions for them. Other questions from the committee? Seeing none, we're going to open public testimony. And I have one individual, I believe, Mr. Jeffrey Mittman from ACLU of Anchorage. Mr. Mittman, are you online?
I am, Mr. Chair.
We are ready for your testimony whenever you are, sir.
Thank you. My name is Jeffrey Mittman. I am the Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. On March 18, we provided the committee with written testimony regarding the previous bill, Senate Bill 73, prior to the substitutions. Our written commentary there applies as well to the working draft. Very briefly, we wish to draw the committee's attention to a 2007 decision of the Alaska Supreme Court. That's the case of Alaska Civil Liberties Union versus the State of Alaska. In that ruling from our state's highest court, the court was very clear. Because the Alaska Constitution forbids same-sex couples from being married in the state of Alaska, there is no way for same-sex couples to obtain benefits which the state chooses to provide to spouses. The Supreme Court analyzed this differential treatment and said, not on heightened scrutiny, not on intermediate scrutiny, but under the most basic level of constitutional review, under rational basis review, our Alaska Supreme Court said that it was unconstitutional to treat same-sex couples differently than opposite-sex couples. This was not an opinion with regard to same-sex marriage. This was not a decision with regard to discrimination in employment or housing. This was simply a recognition of the mandate to treat individuals fairly and equally under the law. Under that ruling, it is clearly mandatory that when the state of Alaska provides a benefit to married couples, they must make that benefit available to same-sex couples as well. In recognition of this fact, in the 2006-26 legislature, a committee of the Senate amended a somewhat similar piece of legislation that provided leave for veterans and other individuals. We would ask, in addition to the constitutional requirement that mandates a change, we would simply ask that the state of Alaska, which has a fine tradition of recognizing and honoring the service and sacrifices of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marine, and Coast Guard, we would ask the state of Alaska make a very simple and important statement. If you fight for your country, if you're willing to die for your country and protect the freedoms and liberties we ascribe to and we believe in as Americans, we in the state of Alaska will honor your service. Whatever one may feel personally or religiously with regard to same-sex relationships, with regard to homosexuality, I think we can all agree that a service member who gives his or her life in service to their country deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. For those reasons, both for the moral reasons and for the constitutional reasons, we simply ask that the committee make the very simple change and to include in this bill, which was done, as I said, in the prior legislature, a very simple change, that this benefit would be made available to same-sex domestic partners as it is to married spouses. With that, I'm available to answer any questions the committee may have.
Any questions for Mr. Mittman? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Mittman. Is there anyone else online that would like to testify? Is there anyone else here in the Butcherovich that would like to testify? Seeing no one, we have two options. Typically, I wouldn't pass a bill through as is going to state affairs after this one. It's a relatively simple change. We're more or less honoring the vote of a municipality, and other municipalities would have to also agree through a popular vote to make the change. I wouldn't have a problem passing the bill if the committee members agree to pass it on to state affairs. What are the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move CS Senate Bill 73, version U, from this committee with individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development.
Any objection? Any additional comments or questions? Yeah, the only comment I have is for members to please read the letter by Teresa Dayton. I think we're clearly doing the right thing. I would hope other municipalities would buy into this as well. And I'd like to remind folks that the state is not providing the benefit. Municipalities are providing the benefit. The state is merely changing the law to allow municipalities to do so. I think that's an important aspect of this. So with that, we will be passing the bill on to state affairs. And we don't have a Thursday meeting. If committee members can please sign the committee report before you leave the room. Our meeting is adjourned at 3:45 p.m.